लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today I have another audience person here, and a lot of you know her already because she's interviewing also some actors, actresses, and I'm happy that she wants to join me for this podcast because I want to talk to her about the actors, actresses, how she got into and all the other fan stuff. So I say hello to the Netherlands. Hello to Sanne from the Instagram profile Vertical World Girl. Hi, Sanne. Welcome. Is it weird to get interviewed instead of interviewing?
Yes, this is my first one that I do. So,
yeah, but I was told that I'm a nice person, so it should be, I think, a good conversation. So it's not so far. We are still staying in Europe. You are from the Netherlands. So the first question I'm always asking in fan talks is, when did you get connected to the vertical world and how did you get trapped?
I got into verticals 2 years ago, so... No, wait, almost three. And yeah, I came across it on TikTok.
Advertising.
Yeah. And yeah, I immediately got hooked and started watching my first one, then like right away more.
Do you know what your first one was?
Yes. That's pregnant by my ex's dad on Real Short.
Wait, with whom is it?
You have two versions of that one. One is with Mariah Moss, and the other one, that is the one that I watched. Yeah. That is with Mariah Boone and Adam Haas.
Ha. Huh. Okay, so a totally different one, because I spoke to a lot of fans. A lot of them got hooked at the werewolf one, or like I did, also a Real Short one. The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband with Jared Harper. That was my first one. But as you said, also Real Short. I have the feeling that everyone got an advertising of Real Short somewhere and got hooked by Real Short for the first time. Okay, so what were your thoughts after watching your first vertical? Was your thought so, okay, that was kind of weird because of all these episodes and, or was it like, oh, I want to check the next one?
My first thoughts were, this is weird because I haven't seen something like this in my country when I started watching. And yeah, I was curious, so that's the way I got hooked and immediately started watching a second episode.
So you got directly membership on Real Short?
No.
Did you watch it with the coin? Okay. But do you have memberships now?
No.
Okay. Because some of them have yearly memberships, some of them, because I am, to be honest, I'm not patient enough to watch it with coin.
It depends, to be honest. Sometimes when, because I really like Eric Gilmetz.
Yeah.
I am not patient with his shows. I right away want to watch.
Which other actors do you like? Who's your favorite?
Ooh, I have so many favorites. That's the main reason why I have my base about so many people.
Yes.
But people that I really like are Autumn Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Hayley Lorelei.
Oh, yes, yeah, she's great.
Luke Charles Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just mentioned, Eric.
Eric. Okay, to be honest, who doesn't like Eric?
Yeah, I always say that too.
He's the legend, so.
Yeah, he is. He's great.
Yeah.
But my Bruce, yeah, I have so many favorites.
Yeah, but what are your thoughts about lately so many platforms? Every time, I have the feeling every time an advertising is shown, it comes with a new platform at the moment.
Yeah. But my thoughts are... Yeah, it's... In my head, it becomes a little chaotic.
Chaotic? Yeah. How many apps do you have at your phone at the moment? Do you know that?
I think 12. No.
Okay, that's okay.
10.
Yeah, because I'm at 53, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when did you start your Instagram profile? What was the initial moment to do it?
My Instagram profile, I started in February of last year.
So, 2025 in February?
Yeah.
Okay.
And sorry, what was yours?
What was your intention to start it? Why did you start it?
I just wanted to support the actors that I really liked myself.
Yeah.
First, because my page was first a little smaller.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a different name.
Okay. What was the first name?
Real Short Fan.
Okay. Did you the interviews from the beginning when you started the page?
No. I started doing interviews in March. So a little later.
And what was the reason for that? You just want to talk?
Also, I love to talk. I'm a big talker, but... No, the main reason, because I was curious to, like, the actor's vision, what, like, behind the vehicles that you see.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's the main reason why I wanted to do it. And I wanted to put, like, the spotlight on people that, like, are newer to the vertical space.
Okay.
Because I have done a few. Luna Rivera, when I spoke with her, she was, like, her first vertical was out for a week, I think.
Oh! Right. Who was your first actor you interviewed? Do you know that?
Like, vehicle interview, you mean? Because I also offer options that they record a video for me.
No, the one you spoke directly with, personally.
That was Violet Bennett. So that's her name.
Okay. And did you count how many you already have done?
Yeah. If you include
videos
make, then 97.
97? So nearly 100?
No, nearly 80.
Oh, so 79. Okay. Yeah. No, I was, whoa, nearly 100? Okay, why not? It's a goal. I mean, and in what way you ask them? Do you send them DMs on Instagram and ask, or how did you get them? to talk to you?
It depends, because some have reached out to me.
Okay.
But the main ones, like the, I think 80% of them, I reached out to through the MCS.
Okay. So my impression is when I'm writing some DMs to ask them, some of them never did even read it, because it's this invitation stuff, you know, that you have to send them first a message, and until they don't read it, you cannot send another one. And I have the feeling that these invite messages are always in kind of, seemed like a spam folder.
Yeah.
I don't know. And some of them are answering so fast and say, yeah, why not? So open, friendly, nice people. I'm always surprised, to be honest.
Because why?
No, some of them, you know, are super busy.
Yeah.
But they are mostly the person who answers first. And take the time talking to you. And I really appreciate it when I know they have such a full schedule, but are totally open to talk to you.
Yeah.
And others are never responding.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite actor or actress you want to talk to, but it didn't function yet?
At this moment, Nick
Ritako. Yeah. Yeah,
but
true.
I am talking to him to do one, so.
It's in the working. Fingers crossed for that. Had you ever an interview where you thought later, okay, that was a bit weird? I had a few where I was a bit so, okay, weird.
You mean like the vibe?
No, you know, the person was a bit weird talking to, not in that way as I expected to, and with some of them where I thought, okay, they seem very distant. I had the best conversation ever and laughed so much. It's, as you said, it's sometimes you don't know how the people are behind the scenes.
Yeah. I think, no, I don't think so, that I had that. I had lovely conversations with Lily, everyone that I spoke with. So.
That's good. That's great. How is the feedback of your page?
I have such lovely reactions. There's one girl that joined the community a little later, but have been watching my interviews on YouTube. But she has been commenting on like everything that I post. That's really like rewarding.
Did you ever get asked, like I did, okay, you talk to this and that actor, do you have his or her private phone number now?
I have got that question, yes, but I don't answer it.
Yeah, me too.
But
it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that's also.
What is for you the typical type of verticals you love to watch? What genre? Do you like the werewolf stuff or the mafia ones, or which one you like?
I like stories that have been done a lot so far. With like horror. I'm like really into the scary.
Oh. Okay, so horror is needed a bit more. But what about the verticals that are already done? Which one do you prefer to watch?
You mean like Do you want examples of what I...
You can tell me examples, or do you say, okay, for me it's important which actor is in the vertical, it's not important which genre, or do you say, okay, for me I prefer a special genre, or do you say I tune in because of the stupid titles? What is the reason for you to watch a vertical?
I think a combination of I watch first before I really watch the story, the trailer.
Yeah.
Because the trailer says a lot about the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, true.
And then if I like it, then I'm going to keep watching it. Or if I don't, then I quit.
What makes you to switch it vertical off? What don't you like?
There are quite a few verticals about plus size that I don't like. Yeah. Or like the girl wanted to change for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And too much like about if it's got something to do with suicide, then I'm not gonna watch it. Or like abuse.
Oh, but then you cannot watch much if you turn off because of abuse. Lately there were so many storylines with a lot of abuse in it.
Which did you say?
A lot of stories I saw recently were with a lot of abuse.
Yeah, it depends. It's also a little... I can get over that, but not if a whole story is like based on abuse.
Yeah, true. Do you watch the interactive ones?
Yes, because a few of my favorite actors are doing mainly interactive. So, yeah, I do watch them.
Do you like them? With all the decisions make and one decision you have to pay and...
It really depends on the story. Rebecca Stabnet has a very good ones.
Oh, she had one with Aaron Russell, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one with Aaron Russell together. True. That was really a good one. Do you watch the BDSM verticals? Because I talked lately to a lot of also actors and fans about the BDSM stuff who dropped lately so much.
I don't think so, to be honest. No.
Because there were lately so many BDSM shows. I watched a few of them, but it's not my storyline I want to see.
I think a few that I would have like a little parts of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But not like big.
Not the whole storyline. What type of storyline do you like? What is entertaining for you?
The body swap one that Beth has done.
The body swap one with Jake Hobbs and who was the woman? I don't know. That was still
one like that, yes. But there's also Beth Dienerstein.
Yeah. And who's the lead, male lead? Do you know that?
Let me think.
I don't know, actually. The one with Tess Dennerstein.
Blackout.
Not bad. So what else than the body swap as a good storyline?
I like a vampire one on Viglu.
Mm-hmm.
That's with Noah Fernie.
Yeah, okay, yeah, true. Do you have a preferred platform where you like to watch?
Right now, it switches a lot between Drama Box, Good Shorts, and Vicky Liu, I think.
Yeah, Drama Pops are mostly the shows produced in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw a bad show on Drama Pops. Every show on Drama Pops is always so good produced and great cast and kind of different storyline to the classic tropes, I think. Did you watch a lot of Christmas verticals?
Yes, I have watched, I think, almost everything that I saw.
What do you think about the Christmas verticals which dropped in 2025? Were they good in your opinion, or?
The ones that I've seen.
Because in some Christmas verticals, the whole storyline was a classic vertical, and it was called a Christmas vertical only because there was a Christmas tree somewhere in the room, but not in the story. That was a bit weird, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you have, let's say, or did you have a moment why you started watching verticals? Because I spoke to a lot of people, or I was at the hospital without the TV, so I scrolled on the phone. For example, Bianca from Ukrainian Actress and Actresses Fandom, she was in a bad type of life situation where she needed an escape. Or Megan from Real Drama, she had a family loss and she needed a way to escape. What was your point of starting and watching verticals?
I started because I was having a lot of mental health things.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, I also needed escape, so verticals are very good.
I have to ask you that here in Germany, verticals are not so common. A lot of people don't know what they are. How is that in the Netherlands?
When I started, there were like no one from the Netherlands. I was the only one, but I have seen over the couple months that I do this, almost a year, that I have seen more and more Dutch people that are like getting into the space, creating fan accounts. My best friend, for example.
Did you get hooked her in? Oh. No, because when I started my podcast, I was asked from a lot of people, Michaela, what are these verticals? Is that a film? And I said, no, it's not a film. It's a kind of streaming of soap operas on the smartphone. Ah, okay, never heard about that. So at the moment, it's still not so used. And I'm wondering if this year the market will grow in Europe for verticals.
I hope so.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm hoping that they will start shooting also here in Germany. Because I saw that Candy Jar, if you're going on Candy Jar's website, Candy Jar is based in Berlin.
I didn't even know that.
So we have kind of platform here in Germany, but until now, no shootings here. And I think the landscapes in Germany, also in the Netherlands, would be really great for shooting a vertical.
Yeah. There are a lot of great properties you can use.
When in the Netherlands do you live? Near to the border to Germany, or where do you live?
I think if I wanted to go to Germany, if I take the train, then it's an hour to Germany.
Oh, that's not so far.
No.
That's not so far. I've been a few times in the Netherlands because my godfather lives near the border to the Netherlands and the German side. So I've been there a few times, and I think Netherlands would also be a great shooting location for verticals. I'm really hoping that there will be more vertical shoots here in Europe. Not only Istanbul or
Italy,
Lithuania, Ukraine.
I know Autumn has been to Europe in Amsterdam a few months ago. That's
for a visit. Or?
I think for verticals.
Because I know that Autumn shot in Lithuania this Christmas vertical she was in. Do you think they shot one in Amsterdam?
I don't know.
Huh.
I hope that will be great.
Yeah, then you can visit the set and say hi. No, what do you think about this stuff? Okay, Verticon is too far from me to go. Have you joined Vertfest?
No. Oh, wait. First was from Jen, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The online one.
Yeah, I joined.
Because that was easier to join than the Verticon in Los Angeles.
Yeah, because it's just online.
Yeah.
The Vertfest.
Yeah. So, who do you, or others said, what's your goal in 2026 in recording for your Instagram profile? Who you want to have to join you besides Nick Ritaco, or what are your plans for your Instagram profile this year?
Gosh. I really want to speak to Nicole Maddox.
Oh, yeah.
Or Eric again, even though I already spoke with him, but doesn't want to speak with him.
Yeah, makes sense. I totally understand you after I spoke for the first time with him. Yes. He was so lovely. Really.
I just watched that before we...
Yeah, it was really cute talking to him. He's really, as I said, he's so busy person, but he took really time and did this. And I was very thankful that he did it. So how did you catch up with all the new actors lately? Because I was trying to get me a list, because as you said, I think we should support especially the new ones in this space. But there were so many new ones. And it's hard to get the credits who they are.
Yeah. What I do when I see new people in coming into the space.
Yeah.
It's a little funny what I do, but I'm going to look at the person's pages that they work with.
Okay.
For example, I'm going to use Eric again, but if that person worked with Eric, then
yeah,
you see most of the time him posting with his co-stars on like Instagram.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, because lately there were so many new ones. What is good, because I love seeing new faces in this space, but sometimes hard to get all together with them. What do you?
And also what I want to do also is uplift actors, the plus size girls that are actors.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they are amazing too, and people need to talk about them too also more.
Yeah.
And then not the stories, the actors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Have you ever spoken also with directors?
Like for an interview, you mean?
Yeah.
Or in DMs?
No, not for interview.
Not yet. I really, really want to. So that's also another goal of mine for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had spoken to a few in DMs.
Okay. So you are on it.
Yeah.
You know it like I do. Sometimes it needs a lot of time until you get a date fixed. Because a lot of time there is a shooting. Oh, upcoming shooting. Sorry, I just got informed that I have to shoot tomorrow. And then, okay, we will reschedule. And sometimes you wait 4 or 5 months. And we can talk about that as we spoke in a DM before. I'm happy that I have a person here to talk about with that. I got stood up, I think, 10 or 12 times now in total, so that the person didn't show up. What about you? Because that's the thing people don't see or didn't recognize. How hard it sometimes is to do this interview stuff.
Yeah. There are more behind like the end feel or end recording that people see.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that I have been stood up 7 times.
Yeah, but it's also unnecessary and rude. Let's say it that way. I don't like that.
No, me either.
Because sometimes it happened, they booked a date 2 days before and then you got stood up. And I'm thinking, come on, you booked the date by yourself and you booked it 2 days before. So why doesn't it happen? What's the problem now? I cannot get it, to be honest. And as you said, a lot of work behind the scenes until this interview is done, until this interview is published. How much time do you invest in your Instagram profile per day, roundabout?
Oh, gosh. A lot. In my page itself, I think 10 hours maybe.
Per week? Per day?
Mm-hmm.
10 hours, so like a full-time job?
Almost, yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Only working on your page, not watching verticals. Holy moly. And then you watch verticals too, so how many hours do your days have? Or don't you sleep?
Yes, I do. I think next to my page, I watch verticals for 5-6 hours, maybe. Deep switch through the day, but still.
I have a big question. Are you the type of vertical watcher when the story doesn't entertain you, you switch it off? Or are you always try to watch till the end?
No, if I don't like it, then I'm switching it off.
Yeah, because a lot of people are always forcing themselves to watch till the end in the hope that the storyline gets better or anything like that. But I cannot do that. For me, it's wasting my time watch till the end when I'm not feeling well entertained. So, if you could write storylines for verticals, what would be a classic storyline you would prefer to watch? the classic CEO billionaire stuff or the classic hidden identity or the werewolf stuff, or what kind of story would you write? Maybe a new one?
My first thoughts were going to a new one, yes.
What type of new one?
Like fairy.
More with elves or with what? Or witch club or
yeah,
kind of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I think you can see it like that, yeah. Lord of the Rings vibe.
So fantasy stuff?
Yeah.
What fascinates you so on fantasy?
It's just you can... It also depends on how the story goes, but most of the fantasy stuff, you can like dream away in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great possibility to escape.
Yeah.
Days. Yeah. True. True. Was there lately a vertical which you really liked?
Yes. The Daughter of Zeus on shorts.
Yeah. Then who was the male lead?
Cameron. I don't remember his last name, but Cam.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot remember always his last name. To be honest, I haven't seen it yet.
It is a very good one to watch. And also pretty like new about gods and everything.
Mm-hmm. A new storyline?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I really liked it.
Did you rewatch it?
Yeah.
Multiple. Okay, so maybe I should give it a try.
Yeah, and also the lead actress in that is also really good.
A new one?
Yes, she started this year.
Okay.
That year, I mean, not this year.
Yeah.
And her name is Gabrielle Faith Brown. I did an interview with her pretty recently also.
Great.
But she's pretty new in the vertical space.
Did she tell you how it was to make this a vertical?
When I spoke with her, the Daughter of Zeus wasn't out yet.
Ah, okay. So she was not able to talk a lot of it. Okay, understand.
Good one. The Love is a Dangerous Dance with Mark Herman.
Also on Real Short?
Yes, also on Real Short.
Okay. Okay.
I really like that one also because like based on dance and her character wants to become like a professional ballerina.
Ah, okay. Okay. No, I recently... I haven't watched a lot on Real Short, to be honest.
I don't watch as much also on Real Short anymore, only when I see like people that I like.
But you don't write reviews, right? Or do you write reviews also?
I also write reviews, yes.
Ah. Also on your page? I always see the interviews on the page.
Not on my feed, but in my stories.
Ah, okay. Not in your class. Ah, okay. That's why I haven't seen it really, because I was just thinking if I'm too blind to see or... Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I do write them, yes.
Did you get any feedback for the reviews? So that maybe actors shared it or stuff like that?
I know Jessica Jacoby almost every time share my reviews.
Okay.
And Kayla Brady has also, we shared a few of them. Because, yeah, they do, like, we share sometimes.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm wondering if the actors are reading them or not.
There's your
my younger dog. He's always crushing recordings.
But I think they see them, yes, because I always like to look at who watch my stories.
Yeah.
And I see multiple times, like, multiple actors in it. So, yeah, they do.
That's great.
Eric, again, also shares a lot of reviews.
Yeah, I think there are a few actors who really appreciate it to get a review, because they are very interested in how the shows are going, if they are doing well or not, or what the fans like and dislike. I think that's always interesting for the actors also.
Yeah,
truly, truly.
So one last question, Zanne, before I will do a 5-question quickie with you. So we are now in 2026. What do you think will happen in 2026 in this vertical world? Do you think there is a big growing? Do you think there will be new storylines? Do you think that hopefully we are going a bit off the shit storylines? Or what do you think will happen in 2026?
I think it will only get bigger. I already start to notice that in my own country. But yeah, I hope to see more like diversity in a vertical space, that actors that do like normally a type of show. For example, Nicole plays a lot of moms.
Yeah.
Nicole Maddox. I really hope like that they get the opportunity to switch that up.
Mm.
And yeah, I hope to see also like more positive stories for the plus size girlies. Plus size.
But did you like the story Plus Size Plus Love? I love this vertical.
Was that with
Michael Allen?
Yeah.
Because there it was the first XL or overweight actor which was not replaced from a thinner actress. It was the whole vertical, the same actress, because on this XXL plus size ones, I didn't like that there were always two different actors. Oversized one and then a super slim one.
I really like that one. That is, I think, the only one that I really like.
Yeah, me too, absolutely.
Yeah, we will see what 2026 will bring. And also the actress in this Plus Size Plus Love one was also new in the space. It was the first time I saw her. Maybe I should talk to her.
I am already busy with that.
Ah, that's good. That's good. No, you know, I'm always trying that we publish different people, you know, that we are not too samely doing it at the same time, the same people, so that every page has the chance to get the interests and we are not crossing our lines by doing exactly the same. So I got asked a few times if there is kind of competition between us, but I don't think so.
No, in my opinion, not.
We can talk to each other without any problems. I think we are happy for the other person when they have the chance to talk to someone special. Okay, but to be honest, I'm a few bit jealous of you, because you talk to a few people I deeply would talk to. Yeah, we will see.
Wanna talk to then?
I had lately a lot of actors. I wanna have more actors. I saw you spoke with Meg Bush.
and stuff like that. I want to have more actresses.
I had the other way around when I started. I was only like
the letting,
yeah, multiple ladies that lately more guys. So quit, switch up.
Yeah. No, I did a lot of guys lately. So I think the next, don't know, 4 or 5 weeks, there are only guys. We need more actresses. Yeah, we will see. Yes. Please. Zane, I'm asking in the end of every episode, the 5-question quickie. It's always the same 5 questions for everyone. It doesn't matter if actor, actress, crew member, fan, doesn't matter. So the first question is, what's your favorite dish? What do you like to eat?
Simple, that's pizza or pasta.
Okay, you say pizza. Everyone I'm asking when they are saying pizza. Pineapples on pizza, yes or no?
For me, no.
Okay, great. Whew. So what's a typical Netherlands? I only know pofeltjes from Netherlands.
What is your question?
What's a typical Netherlands dish?
Dish?
Yeah, what do you in the Netherlands prefer? What's a typical Netherlands meal? A Dutch meal? I only know pofeltjes. And I eat them a lot in the Netherlands part of the Europa Park.
Let me think. A typical Dutch dish.
Yeah, what's a typical Dutch dish? I don't know at the moment one, to be honest. It's very similar to German food, isn't it?
Nothing comes to my mind right now.
Okay. I was just thinking, but I cannot remember any typical Dutch dish. I have to Google that. Other question, do you have a comfort movie? Not in the vertical space. A movie you'd like to watch and watch 1,000 times?
Not a movie, a series.
Yeah? What?
Vampire Diaries.
Ooh. And so you are the vampire girl.
And the, like all the spin-offs that came after that, the originals, legacies, that's also...
Okay.
I like Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little... I don't know that. I heard about that, but I haven't seen it.
But I also like... You have the Rookie now on TV.
Yeah.
I really like that also.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great, yeah. And what kind of music do you like?
It totally depends on my mood, to be honest. Sometimes it's like Dutch music from the artist. But I also really like Tate McRae. Ed Sheeran, those types of...
Ed Sheeran is great. He has always... I've watched on YouTube the carpool karaoke with Ed Sheeran. Have you seen that? That makes such a good mood. Holy moly, when he's sitting in the car with... I love this. I really love this. I would love to meet Ed Sheeran in person. I think he's a really funny guy to chat with. I think so. Okay, 2 last questions. What, I asked you that before, but what is an all-time classic vertical for you? Which vertical you would say, or would you advise to someone new in the space to watch? What was the first vertical you said to your best friend she should watch?
That's... To my best friend, it's Conquers.
Okay.
On Viglio.
Okay. And why that? And why did you advise that?
Because it felt, when I first watched it, it felt like more like a realistic story. Because it's like Fen that gets to meet her idol.
Yes.
And she like falls, later in the story, falls in love with him.
Yeah.
And I felt like that's really realistic because it happens that girls fall in love with their idols. So.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Make totally sense. Okay, so last question. Which genre you want to see more on you in the vertical space?
Like I said before, horror and fantasy also more.
Yeah.
More like real comedy.
Oh, yes, comedy with Adam Chisnell in it. I'm a totally fan of Adam Chisnell's comedy.
I think those.
I'm very excited about this first pirate vertical who will drop, to be honest.
Me.
I'm very, very excited to see that. So we will see what will come our way this year for you to talk to and for us to watch too. Sunny, I thank you so much for your time and talking to me. It was really a pleasure to talk from interviewer to interviewer. And I wish that you get all your guests you want to have for interviews and that we will see great conversations with some other stars and, as you said, maybe directors also. That would be lovely.
Same goes for you, that you hopefully can speak with Mac, for example.
Yeah, that would be great. I have to write her again, I think.
Yeah, you need to keep doing that because she will eventually do one. I know that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that the ladies who'd already talked to you are also willing talking to me. Because if they ever did already stuff like that, there is a chance that they will do it again. So we will see. We will see. Thank you very much and lovely greetings to the Netherlands, Sanne. Bye. This is a wrap on this episode and I hope you tune in again.